Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 46, verse number 3 and 4. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray before we read His Word tonight? Ask the Lord to help us, Lord. We humbly ask You for Your touch and Your anointing as we preach tonight, God. We're unworthy of Your grace, but we need Your anointing, God, that we would hear from You tonight, Lord, and that we would speak what You would have us to say. God, touch our hearts tonight, Lord, and bless this time in this in their house. Help me, God, tonight. I'm unworthy to stand here, Lord. Preach Your holy word. Help us, Jesus, I pray. In Your name, amen. Thank You, Jesus. Isaiah 46 and verse 3 says, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly," and that's B-O-R-N-E, born or carried, "which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read this again. There's two short verses. Let's try to grasp what God is saying. "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you." Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said, "I will carry you," and that's what I want to preach on tonight. You may be seated. I will carry you. God here tells the house of Jacob, the remnant. We know what a remnant is. A remnant is a piece of the original. You keep a remnant of something, you cut it out, maybe for a patch on pants or something. That remnant is a piece of the original, the real thing. Just a little bit that's left, but it's there. House of Israel, he said, "I carried you from the womb." You know, when a baby is born, and I look around, I guess this little baby that Sister Tanya's got over here is the only one that can't walk in here, I guess. So I know that Brother Michael and Sister Maggie's going to have a baby soon, Lord willing. But the little baby right here can walk, right, Sister Jennifer? She can walk. I thought I saw her walking. And I love to see little babies first starting to walk. Sometimes they'll walk on their tippy toes and stuff like that. And the Lane, he can walk, can't he? All right. And I think everybody, you boys, y'all can walk, can't you? But you know, when they're a little bitty baby, you have to carry them. And of course, some of these big babies, like Blake and some of these other ones, they like to be carried anyways, even though they can walk. And his mom will say to him, "You can walk. You're breaking my back." But God is saying here, when you're born from the belly, you're carried. You have to carry the baby. Everywhere that baby goes, you have to carry it. Matter of fact, they even have carriers. And everybody knows what a carrier is, right? God says from the belly, born from the belly, and that's got an E on it, which is carried from the belly or bore from the belly. In other words, carried. And from the womb, in other words, when you're a little bitty baby, I carried you. Thank God when I was young in Christ, and I still feel young in Christ. Hallelujah. The brother was testifying tonight saying, "I want more of God. I want to get closer to God." Amen. When we look at the world around us and when we look at ourselves and our weakness, we say, "God, help me. Draw me closer, God." Amen. But a little child is carried, and God said, when you're old, when you're old, when you're gray-headed, when your hairs are old, I am still going to carry you. I made you. I will bear. Amen. I will bear you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God says it again, even I will carry. You know, I think about a song that I can't remember if they sing it around here, if I just heard it on the radio. And but it says, it's something about it's been one of those days, and then said, would you hold me while I cry? It's a prayer. That song is a prayer. It's kind of a modern song, modern, you know, what I would guess. And somebody probably wrote it, you know, recently, but it might be old, I don't know. And but it said, would you hold me while I cry? God said, I'll carry you when you're old. I don't know, some of y'all may have been down there to Carthage, which is, you know, everybody knows where Carthage, Texas is. I've been down there a few times here recently on jobs. And I remember the first time I went down there, or recently that I went down there and went around that loop, I saw this statue over there, and it's huge. I don't know, probably 15, 20 foot tall at least. It's huge. And it's this big man, and he's got another man in his arms. Y'all haven't saw that? Anybody saw that? It's right down here at Carthage, Texas. And there is a huge man, and a very large statue, and he has a grown man in his arms. And I said, look at that. What in the world is this statue? Y'all might not want to believe it, but this is a statue of the Poem Footprints right there on the side of the road. We know the Poem Footprints where the man is having a dream, and I wish I had it here tonight. I got it in my office. It's a very familiar, probably a lot of them you have it hanging in your house somewhere. But he has a dream. And he dreams that he looks back over his life, and there's two sets of footprints, his and the Lord's. Hallelujah. God is with us. Thank God he's with us. Thank God he's walking beside us. Amen. That song says, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. Amen. The voice I hear falling on my ears. Amen. The Son of God. Hallelujah. Closes. In other words, God's the one. The Son of God's talking. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. Hallelujah. Amen. You heard that about the Sunday school teacher. Amen. Said, was talking about that song. Said, and he walks with me. And he talks with me. And the little boy raised his hand. Said, I just got one question. Who is Andy? But anyways. Y'all won't hear that song ever again and think of it the same way, but I'm glad that he walks with us. Christ walks with us, but that poem of footprints, if I can get my words out here tonight, amen, he looks and he notices in his life. You know the story. He dreams and he says, my father, or amen, Lord, I want to ask you, because when he was at his lowest in his life, there was only one set of footprints, only one. Amen. And he said, Lord, said, I noticed that when I was at the lowest in my life, when I was at the lowest point in my life, you left me. There was only one set of footprints. You left me. Amen. And the dream, the poem says, my child, I love you. I would never leave you. Amen. I would never let you. Said it was in that time that I carried you. I picked you up and I carried you. Amen. God says right here, I carried you when you was a baby, and I'll carry you when you're old. Amen. The book of Hebrews said he is the author and the finisher of our faith and everything in between. He authored our faith and he'll finish our faith. Amen. He'll be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. Amen. Carried from the womb. Amen. And carried when you're old. I will carry you. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight about this. Amen. I want to preach about it constancy. The constancy of God. Amen. The faithfulness of God. Amen. He's always there. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may not realize it. Hallelujah. But He's always there. Amen. He was with our fathers. He will be with us. He tells Joshua, amen, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. Your friends will fail you, but God won't fail you. Amen. We'll fail ourselves, but God won't fail us. He'll never fail us or forsake us. Amen. God cannot fail. Hallelujah. He cannot lie, and He will not forsake us. He said, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide an inheritance of the land. Amen. God will not fail us. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all are here tonight. You're here, but I don't think you're here. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just stand, lift our hands, and try to get our minds on the Lord just right here, just for a moment. Hallelujah. It's more important for the presence of God to be here than me to preach. Can we just lift our hands? Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand. Do you mind to stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet and lift our hands and ask God to help us. Can we just lift our hands? Do you mind to just lift your hands toward the Lord? Lord, thank you for carrying me in the low times of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Touch us tonight, God. Thank you for your constancy. Thank you that you're a constant God. Thank you that you're a faithful God. Hallelujah, Jesus, help us, Lord. I know that there's those here tonight that need us to carry you, to carry us, God. I know that we're here in the house and we need you to pick us up. We need you to carry us, Lord, through low times in our life. Everybody's not on the mountaintop tonight, God, and you know it. You're able to help old Paz Tabernacle right here in this house tonight, God. You carried us when we was babies, Lord, and we look back and say, God, how did we make it? But, Lord, you want to carry us when our hands are open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Carry us, Lord. Carry us, God, through the low times. Carry us, God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, carry the young people, God. Carry us, God, when we're babies. Lead us, Lord, to that greener pastures. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I appreciate it tonight. Appreciate your cooperation. Amen. I'm telling you, I'd rather the Lord move tonight than me preach. Hallelujah. I'd rather the Lord break chains tonight than me preach. Hallelujah. I'd rather the Lord touch somebody's heart tonight than me just preach and us go out the same way we came in. Hallelujah. But you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name, if you're bound, oppressed, tormented, sick, or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name, I thank God that He carried me when I was a baby. I remember when I was a youngster in the Lord. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know. I was raised in church. But you know what? Amen. It's not what you know so much as what you experience. You know, how can people be raised in the house of God and walk out because they know it, but they've never experienced it? You know, my children, I tell them it's God's will that we tell them. We teach them. Amen. But if they don't experience it, it won't. You got to get it from here to here. Amen. There's no guarantee that those children are going to go to heaven. There's no guarantee just because I was talking about it and they brought it up. I said, you know, when I was in it, I've heard it. It's not nothing that, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, said I had a drug problem when I was a kid and said I was drugged to church and I was drugged to Sunday school and I was drugged to revival and I was drugged to camp meeting and I was drugged to the altar and drugged to youth camp and all that. Amen. That's the drug problem. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people that know it,
But they never experience it. Amen. But when you experience it, and I think about when I was young in the Lord, amen, not knowing in situations that I got myself in. Amen. You know how you find yourself in situations that you shouldn't be there? Because you're a human being. And it's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. You don't know where to put the steps. Amen. It's God that has to direct us. Amen. How do I find myself in this situation? Amen. But I think about God would carry me. When I look back, no doubt, Brother Wayne, I can see that He would carry me. I thank God that He carried me. But this scripture said, I carried you when you was a baby. I'll carry you when you're old. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The constancy of the Lord. The alwaysness, if that's even a word. Is that even a word? Alwaysness? The faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said in John chapter 13, amen, that having loved His own that was in the world, He loved them until the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them until the end. Oh, God is one we can depend on. In Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Praise God. We're here tonight, but we're not here. Hallelujah. Y'all are here, but we're not here. Hallelujah, Jesus. The faithfulness of God. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Glory to God. Faithfulness of God. In Isaiah chapter 44 and verse number 21, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten you. God will not forget us. Never. Hallelujah. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:13, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted His people, and will have mercy upon His afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child? God's still asking here. He said, they said, the Lord's forsaken me, and the Lord's forgotten me. God forgot all about me. And God said, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, and thy walls are continually before me. Hallelujah. The church is so precious to God. Amen. You know when He looks at His hand? Hallelujah. You know, I've got a scar right here on my hand. It really ain't a scar, it's a cut. And I look at it because it's still fresh, you know. And you put some of that sanitizer on there, and you're going to realize you got a cut real quick. But, you know, I look at it, and I immediately think about, amen, that piece of metal that cut my hand. And, you know, when He looks at His hand and sees those scars in His hand, amen, He thinks about me and you. He cannot forget it. He has nail prints in His hands. Amen. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. He said, amen, that a mother may forget. There is a possibility. It's very unlikely that a mother will forget her child, her nursing child. But it is possible. For sure, in the day we live in, with drugs and alcohol, drug abuse, and
You know, things are going on like we never thought we would see the day. And I know grandmothers, they shake their heads and say, man, when I was young, amen, it was totally different, you know. And there's mothers here today said, there is no way possible that I could ever, amen, do that to my child or give my child up or things like that. There's no way that I would choose my addictions over my own flesh and blood. But we live in a day and hour where people would rather have drugs than their children. Amen. We live in a day and hour where people would rather have cigarettes than food. People would rather dip and chew tobacco than they would to eat. It's addictions. We live in a day and hour where people ain't living right. But, and it's possible that a mother can forget her child, but God will not forget us. Amen. He's constant. Amen. Now let's go to the carried part, the support. Amen. How he'll hold us up. The Bible says, I carried you from your mother's womb. I carried you from the womb. I'll carry you when you're old. I will carry you. I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you. We're talking about the God, amen, that created the world. He will carry us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And in Exodus chapter number 19 and verse number 4, he said, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. God said, you saw what I did down there. Amen. How I brought you out of Egypt. How I, amen, blew back the Red Sea with the wind, with the east wind. Amen. How I brought you out with a mighty hand. He said it just like he was on eagle's wings, and I brought you unto myself. Amen. God will help us, and he'll hold us up. He'll support us, and he'll strengthen us. Amen. And I read this scripture this morning. Amen. And it's back in my notes again tonight. Amen. And maybe the Lord would like to speak it to us just one more time. Amen. It's a very familiar scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 10. The Bible says, amen, actually verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. God's arms is under us. Who's the one carrying us? In our scripture text, he makes emphasis. Amen. The prophet makes emphasis on I. Hallelujah. He said, I will do it. I will carry you. Amen. I carried you from the womb. Hallelujah. I will carry you. I have made. I will bear. Even I will carry. Hallelujah. I know you've heard them say, you know, talking about when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in the fiery furnace. Amen. And how that, you know, the angel, maybe Gabriel or Michael or somebody, stepped up and said, you know, I'm going to go down there. Amen. And I'm going to help them. I'm ready. Or I'm ready. And God said, wait just a minute. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to do this one. Amen. I know, amen, that God is a personal God. Now I know that he has many ministers and many angels. But Nebuchadnezzar looked in that fiery furnace, and he said, I want to tell you, amen, didn't we throw three into there? He said, I see four men loose and walking around, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Hallelujah. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Thank you, Jesus. In Psalms chapter number 18 and verse number 35, the Bible says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Psalms 91. We was there this morning. The Bible says in verse 12, amen, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Glory to God will carry us. Hallelujah. He said, I will carry you. I know you heard the story many years ago. They say, amen, that this story dates all the way back to 300 A.D. Amen. Many years ago. Amen. But there was that, amen, emperor that had demanded that they check and see if there was any soldiers in his army that was Christians and that did not bow to Caesar. And so they found 40 of them, 40 soldiers who would confess. He brought them before him. He was so angry. He gave them the chance to recant. They wouldn't. Different ones of the soldiers in his army said, kill them immediately. And someone else came in. The story says, no, I got a better idea. It was freezing cold. The lake was froze over. Said, let's take them out on the lake and let's build a fire. Let's build a fire on the shore and put a tub of warm water there. Amen. Let's make them strip all of their clothes off and march out to the center of that frozen lake. And they must stay there all night. Anytime they want to turn back on God, turn back on Christianity, they can come to this fire and get in this warm bath and put their clothes on and live. And so they marched 40 men out there, 40 soldiers out in the middle of that lake, made them strip their clothes off, took all of their clothes back. Amen. Built the fire on the lake, had the tub of warm water, maybe a fire under that water or something. But I know that the story says that a tub of warm water, amen, they had a fire and they told those men, you can at any time come, amen, and take your clothes and you've just got to turn your back on Christianity. Well, the story says, amen, that one by one they were singing. They would say 40 soldiers living for God, serving God and all this. You know, and these different things, and then they started, their voice got weaker, and they would say 39, you know, and then 38 and 37, and they had that saying, they would say 37 soldiers, amen, fighting for the victor's crown, the martyr's crown. And finally it got down to there was one lone voice. It was, you know, down, they was dying, they was freezing to death, and three, and then two, and then there was one. Amen. And when that second voice died out, amen, and they was there by that fire, these other soldiers was there by that fire, amen, that last voice never rang out that song. And in the darkness, here come this naked soldier crawling on the ice. Amen. All 39, he was the last one, and he had decided to turn back. He had decided to come and get in the bath, the warm bath of water, and come to the fire. And as he did and got in, different ones knew him and knew this soldier. And so they called him by name. They took him. They put him in the warm water. Amen. They began to clothe him. Amen. And they didn't know, but this other soldier, this one other soldier began to strip his clothes off. He began to strip. He stripped down to nothing. I said, what are you doing? He said, I've watched an angel come with a robe and a crown. Amen. There was 40 when it started. And I've watched as everyone, they would come and clothe them and carry them. And he said, there's one more angel and one more crown and one more robe. And he said, he called his name. If he don't want it, I'll take it. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God will carry us all the way to the end. Amen. I don't want to turn my back on God. I want God to carry me all the way to heaven. Hallelujah. There's a crown that's waiting, and the angels will eventually carry us. Amen. The Bible said that beggar, amen, who said it was that begged at that rich man's gate. Amen. The Bible said the rich man died, the beggar died, the rich man died also. The rich man was buried, but the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I'm thankful that I serve a God that will carry us. Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to carry us even in this service tonight. Hallelujah. I want God to carry us. He's faithful. He's real. He's true. Glory to God. Young people, it's worth it to fight. It's worth it for the crown. I know sometimes it gets cold. Amen. I know sometimes, amen, it seems like the battle's hard and the battle's long. Amen. But if we'll just keep on fighting, hallelujah, God will carry us all the way. Thank you, Jesus, for His power. Thank you, Jesus, for Your grace. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Bethany's going to play. I'd like to invite us into these altars for a time of prayer tonight. Amen. I know that there's needs and burdens that we're